You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When I die and they lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, gonna go up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky.
His name is William Shatner.
That's where I'm gonna go when I die.
You might know him as Captain Kirk.
When I die and they lay me to rest.
And he is our artist of the day, our AOTD. And after today's brilliant performance, he will be making a return. I have no doubt. William Shatner is your proud, honorable artist of the day.
Prepare yourself.
Yes.
You'll know it's a must.
Yep.
Gotta have a friend in Jesus.
Yep. Very important. Keyword
so you
dash
know that when you
is
die,
feather.
He's going to recommend you to the spirit of the sky.
So good. So good. Rod, it's just like hit after hit after hit.
Every time I listen to one of these songs, I'm like, no. He can't possibly do spirit of the sky. Yeah, he did.
What else is in there? Give me one more nugget.
I got one you're going to love.
Dude, I'd kill for Crazy Tram by Ozzy Osbourne.
Close.
Iron Man?
He lost his mind. Can he see or is he blind? Can he walk and walk?
That's terrible.
Or if he moves, will he fall?
There's some pretty good ones in here.
He is pulling the feeding tube out of every song he attempts.
Into the distance.
A river of black?
Black. Stretched to the point
of no turning back.
Turning back.
That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
A flight of fancy on a windswept field. Standing alone, my senses reeled up. Fatal attraction.
No holding back.
Holding me fast. How can I escape this irresistible grasp?
Oh, wow. He did Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd. I'm not even mad about that one. That one was actually pretty good. Saved by Zero by The Fix. Golden Earring.
Yes, Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. Yeah.
Somewhere in a lonely hotel room is a guy starting to realize that his eternal fate has turned its back on him. And it's 2 a.m.
Starrett's just walking out. He's at it.
It's
no
2 a.m.
Rock here.
The fear is gone. I'm sitting here waiting. The gun's still warm. Maybe my connection is tired of taking chances. Yeah, there's a storm on the loose, sirens in my head.
Stop the music. I actually don't think it sucks.
Kind of growing on me, actually.
No, I'm serious. It's like Leonard Cohen doing Hallelujah. It kind of grows on you after a while.
Yeah, I don't know. You mean like a jungle rot?
No, there was
fungus?
Like
a fungus.
Like the David Bowie song, I was like, okay, that's clearly a joke. I get it. It's funny. But that Learning to Fly wasn't that bad. He's got a good voice. Would you not agree?
Well, he has an identifiable voice. I don't know that I would call it a good voice.
Told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way and I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor.
I'm sorry.
And the times
I know who it
keep
is,
on
Steve
changing,
Mill.
So I'm keeping on top.
I don't
of
hate
every
it.
Every fat guy who walks through my door.
All right.
I'm a space cowboy.
Yes, he's a space cowboy.
Bet you weren't ready for that.
originally done by Steve Miller. I think it was back in like the 1970s.
Oh, that's
at some point.
Awesome.
It's not bad. Am I wrong?
You're not right.
You're not right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us the story about the gal running for mayor in Prairie Village.
I was going to say very attractive woman, and I thought, why does that matter? But she is a she. And
she's a woman.
Yes. And this is how it came to be, okay? She is running for mayor, as you mentioned. And apparently in her, you know, pamphlet that she hands out that says, you know, please vote for me. This is what I believe in. You know, I'm going to make Prairie Village a better place. In this pamphlet, it mentioned that she is, you know, married to her husband and they have two children and everything is hunky-dory. Someone reached out to, I think it was the Prairie Village Post.
A Shaw Mission Post.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And said, yeah, her statement on the pamphlet says, I am married to so-and-so and we are raising our kids. While technically true, the letter avoids accounting for a complicated history and a complicated marital history that puts her well outside of the norm. And I like the way they say that, because we can all agree that 9 marriages is outside the norm.
Yes.
I don't necessarily want to throw stones about who, what, or why. We can all agree 9 is outside of what is normal in society. So, her current relationship notwithstanding, she is 47 years old and does report to the court as part of a recent divorce filing that she has been married a total of 9 times.
What's her name?
Serena, I believe.
Is she on the ballot next Tuesday?
She is running to become the next mayor of Prairie Village. She has been on the city council since 2017.
Is that a disqualifier?
It's unusual.
It's not what I asked.
It's eyebrow raising.
Hang on, I'm trying to get onto their website, but it keeps making me want to go through a bunch of ads.
Let me say it this way. I think most people would say they're not comfortable with that number of marriages. Most people would say, 9 times there's something going on there. But I don't know.
So it is a disqualifier or it's not?
Let me ask you this.
Why can't you say it? It's a disqualifier.
Let me just play devil's advocate, and it's going to be a stretch to do it, but I'm going to try. Can I try?
You can try.
Let's say
it would be a disqualifier for me.
Let's say,
yeah, it's a disqualifier for me too.
Let's say your first husband, you guys were married at age 18. You got that annulled because you were too young. Okay.
Whatever.
Second husband dies of cancer. So that one doesn't count. Not your fault. Third husband is an abuser. You get out of that relationship because husband number 3 was abusing you. Fourth husband gets hit by a car.
Okay, at this point, I go, you know what? I'm not good at this.
Exactly.
I'm not getting married again.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is it's possible that all 9, and again, it's a stretch to play devil's advocate here.
Listen.
It's possible that there is some explanation for some of those 9, like death.
Okay. Dana, do you hear the words that come out of your mouth?
I told you it was a stretch for me to try and play devil's advocate, but I was going to try.
Horrible stretch. Rod, jump in when you feel qualified. And I know that you are the only person other than Kara. She's been married, but they've only been married for like 3 years. And I mean, she's basically become a breeder. Who are we kidding? That's why she's not here. You have been married to the same woman for 25 years. Dana and I failed in our first marriages. I know Dana's going to be safe in the second one, and I will be as well, okay? However, I say you get...
Did you just say you're getting married?
I did not say that, but we will at some point. I will give you 3 marriages, okay?
I agree.
After 3, you really... If the third one ends in divorce or death or whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, and it's none of my for you.
You suck at marriage. You're bad at it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know
I
what?
I agree with you, except if there's a death. And then what are you supposed to do? Like, the death is not your fault. Like, let's say, God forbid.
Well, but prior to that, you've had 2 divorces.
Spouse number 2 gets, liver failure or
something. That's a terrible, unfortunate thing.
Yeah.
But if you... if I had been married to two different women who died, there's no way I'm asking a third to marry me.
Mm-mm. And there's no way they would
I just
say
want her to die.
I'm sure it wouldn't happen again, wink, wink. Okay, yeah. Listen, they asked her.
You get three marriages.
Do you know how they figured this out? They went through some court filings. She has some unpaid taxes and under aliases.
Oh, so she has unpaid taxes to boot?
Under aliases, there were all these different names listed. And so the Privilege Post were called previous names. The Privilege Post was like, why do you have so many aliases? What are you in witness protection? Asked directly to account for several aliases in her court documents, Shermoli refused to say how many times she had been married, claiming it was not relevant to her ability to serve as mayor. She stressed she had only been married twice over the past 2 decades.
I thought you were going to say 2 years.
Which means she's only been married twice since, let's say, 2000. There were 7 between 2000, going all the way back to when she was...
It speaks to judgment. You're not qualified to be mayor.
What else are you not qualified for if you've been married that many times?
Let me ask you a question.
You can't be Delilah.
I have...
Who are you thinking of tonight?
Here, let me lower the number.
Okay.
And I'm not putting the same things on the same level. That's why I'm lowering the number. I have 6 DUIs.
Well, that's a crime. That's different.
Like I said, I'm putting it at a lower level, but it speaks to judgment. I have 4 out of wedlock, don't ever talk to them, birth children.
That's tough.
Do you see my point?
I think most people are uncomfortable with the thought of 9.
9 marriages is too many. You suck at being married. You need to stop.
And then you throw in some tax issues, and that's all she wrote.
And this woman wants to run a really rich city in Johnson County? Give me a break. You got 9 marriages? Mm-mm.
Well, it just, like, how many assistants are you going to have? If you've had 9 husbands, how long till you fire your assistant and get another one, and then fire that one and get another one? I mean, it says to me, you're probably not running things well at home. So why would I think you're going to run my city well?
And I agree with you, Rod. Let's say you're running for city treasurer and you have $60,000 in unpaid back taxes or something.
No.
That is germane to the discussion. You want to run the
city's
money.
She's running for mayor.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's a more just black and white analogy. I don't think you can run for treasurer. You wouldn't be able to work for a bank with that many bankruptcies.
Somebody says, tell us her party affiliation, please. I don't care.
It doesn't say. Why does it matter?
It makes no difference.
I think most mayoral elections in town are nonpartisan, by the way. I don't care. I don't care if she's a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian. Oh, we're way late on the break. 576-7798. Your keyword to cash this hour is feather. Five, seven, six, seven, seven, nine, eight.
Can I real quick just ask you one thing?
You can ask me whatever you want.
There would be many jobs where your personal relationship history would have no bearing.
Public service is not one of them.
I agree. I tend to agree.
Chris in St. Joe. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Love you guys.
Oh, thank you, brother.
You both make my, even though I don't always agree with Dana. You both make my afternoons great, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, so I just have a quick point. So I understand 9 marriages is unreal, but for the last 20 years, though, she's been like an average person with 2 marriages. So every time politics get brought up and people's past get brought into it, I mean, you've said countless times you would never go into politics because you don't want your past stuff brought up.
No, I was just talking to Dana about that, actually.
But at what point, see, I listen. At what point do we not say, look, okay, yes, you've had some bad dealings, but for 20 years you've proven to be average? And I don't care about the marriages. I'm a nurse. And in the state of Missouri, if I have back taxes, I lose my nursing license.
Yeah. There are a lot of jobs.
How do we allow these people to be public servants and not uphold the same? I realize it's different in Kansas. But like the Frank White situation, backed in taxes, and he's How long do we allow that to go on?
She had 7 marriages before she was 30. That's one marriage per every 1.4 years.
But in the last 20 years, she's only had 2, which is pretty average for people.
What if she had 7 DUIs before she was 30? Would you care about that?
If for the last 20 years she was no DWIs, I'd be fine with it.
Okay. All right.
Because at some point she's learned her lesson and she's tried to make better, and she's done better with herself.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm glad you're in, man. Chris, thank you. 576-7798. There is a woman running for mayor of Prairie Village. Her name escapes me at the moment. She is on her 9th marriage. Is that a disqualifier for public life? I don't know, but I would have to say yes. I would have to say yes. 9th marriage? Jeez Louise, figure it out. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
The state of elections right before a big one. That's next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks with exciting news. A totally new kind of jewelry store has just opened here in the Kansas City area. One that will forever change the way you buy diamonds and find jewelry. It is Diamonds Direct, a diamond powerhouse that just opened yesterday at 119th and Row. Diamonds Direct is a radical concept started by former diamond wholesalers. And it's really simple. No middleman, direct importer prices, guaranteed to beat anyone in town. And I know what you're thinking. Okay, Scott, this must be some huge warehouse. It's really cold. The lighting is horrible. Wrong. Diamonds Direct has a beautiful showroom with a selection that is up to 30 times larger than what you're going to find at stores here, including more than 4,000 designer rings from all the brands that women are asking for. Plus, Diamonds Direct has a monster vault of diamonds in all shapes and sizes from a half carat to 10 carats. And if you're thinking about a great Christmas gift, you have never seen so many choices. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, case after case. Whatever you do, don't buy an engagement ring or any piece of diamond jewelry until you discover the all-new Diamonds Direct. It opened yesterday at 119th and Row, right next to the Town Center Plaza.
Just past 4:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Sterrett. Days before the midterms, the Department of Homeland Security shows confidence in the integrity of the election system.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen taking part in an event with the Council on Foreign Relations and says,
"This is going to be the most secure election we've ever had." Mm-hmm. But as we all know, with this dynamic threat, it changes by the minute.
Nielsen says there is no indication of a planned attack on U.S. election infrastructure and says Americans should feel confident that their votes are being counted and counted correctly. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The vice president in Kansas City today campaigning for Josh Hawley. The Missouri attorney general is trying to unseat Claire McCaskill in the U.S. Senate. A federal judge says it is not in the public interest to order Ford County, Kansas, to open another polling site in Dodge City just days before the election. The judge says the request from the ACLU for an order to open a second polling place would likely cause more voter confusion than it might fix. The only polls for Dodge City were moved more than a mile outside the city limits, prompting backlash from voting rights advocates. A look at traffic and weather together next. It's 4:32.
We got a little bit of clearing skies, but boy, the clouds are going to really come back with a vengeance. So slivers of sun giving way to a partly cloudy condition. We'll be in the 40s this evening. By tonight, 42. It starts off dry, but toward the late afternoon or early evening hours, a chance of rain. Before that happens, we'll get up to 61 degrees. Much cooler air spills in because the rain will continue overnight, Saturday into early on Sunday. 44 in the morning, afternoon high on Sunday as the rain ends. Only about 53 degrees. Then another chance of rain moves in on Monday. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
51 downtown, 51 Lee's Summit. It's 50 degrees at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Sterrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
So I stop in a local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat, I call a bartender. I said, "Look, man, come down here. You got down there, so what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no..."
576-7798. One scotch, one beer. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. We'll do your next keyword to cash at 5 o'clock as well. What do you have the name of this woman in front of you? The woman who's been married 9 times, it's running for mayor?
Why am I uncomfortable talking about it?
Whoa. Will Stair, get in here. Somebody claiming to be her just texted, says Will.
That is correct.
We don't know that it's her. A person claiming to be her said what?
This is Serena Shermily, the candidate for mayor in Prairie Village, added, you need to read the story, I don't owe taxes. I will leave that to you to clear up.
Well, I would encourage her to call in, and that's fine. I have no.
We can't have her on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we're
in the window.
We're
in
the window, aren't we? That's right. You're right.
But I believe you were talking about someone else as it pertained to taxes. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay.
The story claims that she has some tax issues. If the story's wrong, then so be it. So be it. I get it. But she's not disputing the person claiming to be the mayoral candidate's not disputing the 9 marriages, 7 of which occurred before she was 30 years of age.
Did not reference that.
And
let me ask you this.
I'm not here to judge, but I can't help but judge.
What number in public service, if you have to put a number on it, is it 3?
Anything over 3 on anything, I think you have really either... You
excluding
suck?
A death. I always say excluding a death. How is the death your fault that you're no longer married because your wife was killed in a car wreck?
Okay, so you're saying you get married when you're 22. It just doesn't work out. You get married to a number 2. That person dies, and you get married to a number 3. Right?
Right.
Anything after number 3, I think you're marrying too much. I think you suck at marriage.
You know, the first thought I had... For most people, a divorce decimates your finances. It destroys your finances.
Really? You should know.
I do not know financially how anyone could go through that 3, 4, 5, 7, and even have a home or a rental at that point because it's so expensive to go through it.
She says not married 9 times, political games. So is the Shawnee Mission Post just wrong?
I really, really like the Shawnee Mission Post.
It's a good paper. It's a really good small paper.
Let me ask you something. Is it possible, and this would only whittle it down to 7 or 8, that one of the marriages or 2 of the marriages involve the same individual? So that you and Kelly get married, okay, and you decide 2 years later, this is not working, you divorce.
Okay.
And then within 6 months, you're like, you know what? We should give our love another try. Let's work harder. Let's get married again. We'll go back to the beach where we met. We're going to give it a go. So it's possible that within that 9, and I keep trying
it's still a marriage.
Make excuses, that there were deaths and or it was 9 marriages, but 7 people. Does that make you feel any better?
It's still a marriage.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I mean,
does it help her cause if, and I don't know this.
Grover Cleveland is still president number 22 and 24.
Right.
He's not just president 22. For those of you who don't know, Donald Trump is the 45th president of the United States. We've only had 44.
The one thing I will say for anyone thinking about running for office, and I don't care if it's the dog catcher in Fairway, I would surround myself with people who would have talked me out of this, Scott, because this was always going to come out. If you had, you keep going to DUIs, if you had 4 DUIs, if you had 6 unpaid tax years, any of that stuff, when you go to run for office, don't you generally in the beginning have a treasurer or a handler who sits down with you and says, okay, like, let's have it out. If you're going to go down this road and there are 5 or 6 candidates in this race, what do we need to know about you in your past that's going to come up as a campaign issue?
Okay.
Someone should have said in the very beginning, I think it's noble you want to run. You will be slaughtered when it gets out that you have been married this many times. Because politics is gross and it's dirty and she might be the best candidate out of everyone. This was always going to come out.
I have told you 1,000 times, and I know we talked about this a little while ago. I have always wanted to run for Congress. When I was a young man, I wanted to be a congressman from the 3rd District of Kansas. I have made horrible decisions and horrible mistakes over the last 20 years. I cannot run for Congress.
I can hear the ad now. It would just be Scott Parks, 1995 to 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And not because I agree with that.
And it would be a litany of bad decisions.
Not because I agree with that. That's not what I'm saying. That's how that dirty game is played.
Yes. That's why I don't want to run. I don't want to have to...
opposition research.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be hard to find it, which is why I kind of got to give it to her that she ran. Anyone willing to say, I'll do it.
Fine. I'll grant you that one.
I'll do it.
I'll grant you that.
Yes, I've got this in my past, and she says has no bearing on whether or not I can manage a city.
I think it has a lot of bearing on whether or not she can manage a marriage.
It takes two people to screw up a marriage.
I don't
You're
dispute.
The first person who knows that.
Dana, I don't...
I'm just saying.
Dana.
It takes two people to screw up a marriage.
Seven marriages before you're 30? Dana.
Difficult to justify.
Would you get married 9 times?
No.
Why?
Because I'm never doing it again. So, I would never do it again.
So if you get married 9 times, I think that says something about you. And I don't know if she's a liberal or a conservative.
Yeah, somebody
I don't
asked,
care.
Somebody asked, what party does she belong to? You really want to go down that road with me?
I don't care.
President Trump, you really want to go down that road?
I don't know. Do you, Bill Clinton?
Your family values flew out the window when you put the current president in office. You no longer have that leg to stand on. I'm sorry. Maybe next election cycle you will. But trying to bring politics into this, and to be very clear, we don't know, nor do I care.
I don't either.
Her political persuasion. It's a little difficult for me to believe because I think what you're probably trying to say is she's probably a Democrat. You don't get to make that argument
No, you don't. No, you don't. The ads against me would be so easy, I would write them for you.
Could I voice them?
Yes.
Scott Parks.
Risky. Oh, God, here we go.
What are you doing?
We're doing anti-Scott Parks running for office ads.
He said he could write it himself. I said, can I voice
said,
it?
I said the litany of things against me is so big, I would write them for you, and then Dana would voice them. Scott Parks, risky. Scott Parks never met a bottle he didn't like.
Let me ask you something, because we're stuck on the number 9.
Okay.
You brought up DUIs if you had 4 or 5. That's...
Which by the way, I wasn't talking about myself.
No, God, no. Because that's criminal. That's a tougher analogy. What about 9 different jobs and you walk in and you apply for a job here?
No.
You have 9 different jobs.
Especially in radio. That's almost a bonus.
How many cities do you want to go to? In corporate America, if you have 9 prior jobs in a certain amount of time, I think that makes you automatically... You go right to the bottom of that pile.
I don't know this woman's name, so forgive me, but I'll just use your name. Somebody wrote in about her being married 9 times. Let's say her name is Dana Wright, running for mayor of Prairie Village. Dana Wright, she's not a quitter.
Yes. I think there's something to be said for persistence. And you know what? Some people, Scott, believe in love. Some people, Larry King, I'm talking to you. Believe in love.
She has more marriages than Larry King.
The year's not over yet.
Okay. And Larry King is still alive. Scott Parks. Risky.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really dragged that
Thank
out.
Thank you. I thought I did pretty well on
that
one, too.
To do that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks. I was really proud of that one. Did you end up deciding whether you're driving to Dodge City next Tuesday or not?
I am going to drive people to the polls.
I think that is a bad idea.
I'm going to
Those people actually want to get to the polls, and if you're driving them, they'll probably end up at the airport.
Nope. First of all, it's a mile outside of town.
Dana Wright can't find the Sprint Center.
I'm going to round up every single person I can find and drive them to the polls in Dodge City. Did you hear?
Here's one. Wait. I got to get my awful political ad voice on. This is Scott Parks' liver. Look how bad he treated me. How do you think he'll treat you?
Somebody on the text line said, being married 9 times just proves that you have an addiction to wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
Those little mints. Oh, God, I love those little mints. You know, you never see those anywhere else.
Do you wear the same dress twice, or do you just keep buying new dresses?
Some of these are going to be courthouse. You know they are.
We don't know that for a fact. Maybe they're all in a church.
Did you hear?
If you were a minister, would you marry a woman for the 9th time?
If you go to the same minister, it's like going to the same judge. Because I know when you go to the same judge, they start to get annoyed
you
with you.
You again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They get a little angry. So like if you go to before the same minister as you go, ladies, oh, come on, really?
Did you hear that this horrible human being in Dodge City, and I mean I was furious when I read this last night. So her name is Debbie Cox. She is the one who decided to move the polling place a mile outside of town because there was construction in town.
Well,
did you read today that the construction does not exist? Their excuse for moving the only polling place for 27,000 people was, well, there's going to be construction. There is no construction. The judge asked her yesterday to explain that. She said, well, we thought there was going to be construction. So all of this, all of the national headlines over them moving the only polling place over construction, there's no construction.
576-77-
Sharks!
Okay, 576-7798.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance?
Hey, honey, did you hear the latest about Dana Wright?
Oh, you mean that she only goes to Walmart so she can steal sunglasses?
No, I'm talking about how she made fun of Scott Parks for losing half of his face in a car accident when he was a teenager.
Oh, well, yeah, but did you hear what Scott Parks said about her?
He made fun of her for killing a cat.
I know. And that's, I mean, it's not really that funny.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to vote for a candidate like Scott who says such cruel things.
Yeah, and I don't want to vote for some woman.
I'm sick of the mudslinging, and I think we need a third option. Isn't there a positive candidate out there?
There is. Jonathan Weir and Rod Babcock. They give advice to listeners. Don't cut each other down. In fact, they like each other to an uncomfortable degree.
No, they don't have a single chance in hell of winning. But they are a third choice.
And they are certainly not a nutlog-obsessed woman who lies about her questionable education.
Or a grown man who brought underage girls to a rock jock's Halloween party. Let your vote be the voice that says you're tired of the two-party mudslinging talk show politics as usual, and you want a third choice. John and Rod.
Yeah.
I'm Rod Babcock, and I approve this message.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday afternoon. You must vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just vote. For the love of God, vote. How many people fought for your right? Don't waste it. By the way, those of you writing in asking, can we get an update on Kara Markser? You most certainly can.
Sweet baby.
Kara Markser had her baby this morning. He was 11 pounds, 11 ounces, 22 inches long. He was a big one.
11 pounds, 11 ounces.
Yeah, but she cheated. She had a C-section. That technically doesn't count.
It's good that the baby didn't top 12 pounds, because then he'd be 12 gauge.
Get out.
So bad.
The baby's name was Andrew Gage.
It was almost 12 gauge. That's all I'm saying.
That's pretty good.
Actually. How's she going to respond if I call him Andy?
You
His
know,
name is Andrew
I think
Gage.
When you bequeath the name Andrew, Andrew is Andrew.
No, it's Andy.
Or Drew.
You know, my youngest son was going to be Lawrence, and I couldn't get over the thought that someday...
He was going to be Larry?
I'm sorry.
Lawrence?
Yeah, like the greatest city on earth.
Your obsession with that half-baked...
We were tree going to hugging, name him Lawrence.
Non-showering.
And I loved the name
Birkenstock Lawrence. Wearing vegan eating town.
I just knew that
is really over the top.
Someday someone was going to call him Larry and then that was going to stick.
Are you going to move to Lawrence when you
Everyone
retire?
Everyone would call him Larry.
I think probably that's what would happen.
It's Andy Markser.
Hey, Andy.
Stop it.
Starring Andy Although, Markser.
I'll tell you this. His middle name would be a really cool first name. Gage?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a cool first name.
Yeah,
that's good.
I have a feeling that is a family name. It's probably
I got a feeling that's what he needs to go by.
Why? I love Andrew. Do you know why? There's just no jerk Andrew. They're all just good guys. Except Kunanen, he was a serial killer. Except that one. They're all good guys.
Okay.
Johnny Versace.
Keyword to cash is shake, S-H-A-K-E. Text it into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. Your keyword is shake. Newsroom, Will Starrett.
Happening now on KMBZ to court, then New York. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.